I'm going to talk about American Boys. I promise you.
American Boys.
Boys
just came out.
That's right. America.
Something we are very proud of. It's getting a lot of attention, so I thought I'd mention it. We did flog the 50-year thing for about 2 years, so that's not possible anymore. It's just going on and on.
You're going to be over in New London on Friday, September 20th at the Guard Arts Center. I'm going to repeat that a number of times as well as bring up American Boys in a little bit. I want to go back to, though, the track that we were just playing, American Pie. I'll share with you a really funny story a little bit earlier this week. Having coffee with a buddy of mine, and his nephew was and it was Dunkin' Donuts. We're just having a cup of coffee. His nephew's there. His nephew's 25 years old, and he's asking me, who do you have on this week? And I was telling him some of the guests. Like, oh, you know who I have on Thursday is Don McLean. And my buddy's like, oh, geez, no kidding. You had him on before, didn't you? And I, kind of remember. I reminded him of that I did. Yeah, I said, in fact. And so this, but his nephew says, who's Don McLean? So I tell you, I tell you what, the name may not be familiar to somebody who's 25. So I get on my phone and I go to YouTube and I pull up American Pie. Don, within the first line of the song, he goes, oh, yeah, bye bye, Miss America. That's now, look, anybody would wish to have a hit single. Even if you, and you're by far anything but a one-hit wonder. You've had many hits. But if you were going to have a one-hit wonder, you would want it to be very memorable. My goodness, how does that make you feel when somebody 25 years old knows the words to that song?
Well, it's kind of become a folk song, really, because the folks know it. You know, that's how you can tell what a folk song is. And all the folks know the song, and they know it all over the world. And I just want to mention that, I was very fortunate because in the beginning of my career, when I came out with an album called Tapestry, which had the song And I Love You So on it,
that's right,
as well as Castles in the Air, those two songs became two more hits for me and for other people. But I ended up owning all my records and all my publishing. So, you see, I'm really happy when people say, Don McLean, American Pie, Don McLean, American Pie, because I own it. And it's like a franchise. And then they go back and see whatever they, I own that too. So the problem with these things when you only have one or two things that people really know you by is if you don't own that, then you feel like you're trapped.
That's a great point. You know, that was a hit in, what was it, 1972?
71 and 72.
Okay, so back in that era, if you wanted to get a song played on the radio, it couldn't be any more than about maybe three minutes, 20, 30 seconds. But that's a lengthy song. How was that able to break that, I guess, that broadcast radio rule?
I will tell you what happened. The Tapestry album came out in 1970, and it was an underground. It was an underground radio, FM radio sensation. That album, everybody played the whole album on FM radio. If you remember, your folks out there, we had AM and FM. FM was underground. That was the cool stuff, for the college students and the adults. And AM was for kids, rock and roll hits. And so the album came out, and it was a sensation on FM. I broke through at that point. Most people don't realize that.
How did you do that?
American Pie came out, and all the people that bought the Tapestry album bought American Pie plus a million more. and the song, they cut the song down to 3 minutes and put it on and immediately went to number one. Well, all those people that bought the album called up and said, that's not the song. The song is 8.5 minutes long. So they forced the FM radio stations, forced the AM stations to play the 8.5 minute version, but they did not have the technology in those days to put 8.5 minutes on one side of anything. So they would bring the album into the booth when they did the top 40, and that's how the 8.5 minute version became number one. And it was the longest number one ever for 50 years until Taylor Swift knocked it off.
Oh, is that right? Oh, my goodness. That's a great story. I didn't get a chance to ask you that question the last time we were together. So I had that written down, left over from 3 years ago. And then you follow that hit up with Vincent. Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about, you know, no sophomore slump there. You have two huge hits, actually three, because I think Castles in the Air from 71, American Pie 71, 72, and Vincent in 72. I mean, you were on fire. What was it like being in that fray?
You know, it was all on my shoulders. In those days, you know, you had to write the songs, make the records, do everything. It wasn't like the old days when you had producers and songwriters. You know, all you had to do was sing the song. Like Sinatra, let's say, he wouldn't produce his own records, but I had to. We all did because of the 60s and how things changed with the Beatles. So for about 2 years, I was news every time I sang in a town. You know, I'd be on the evening news, and there were usually lots of women out there. So that's all I can tell you.
And I'm going to get to American Boys in 1 second. How long, when you wrote American Pie, because you're talking about it being nearly 8.5 minutes, did the lyrics just, did it come to you in the middle of the night? Was it all at once? Did you write one portion of that song in 1 week? What was the process like?
The best thing to do, I will tell you, but if anybody really is interested in this song, they should see that documentary, The Day the Music Died, the story of Don McLean's American Pie. You can hear it on Amazon or Paramount Plus. You can buy it on Amazon if you're that interested.
Well, give us a teaser.
It was a long process. Okay. The reason that song deserves a documentary is because it really took me 10 years almost to write that song. I had to live through 10 years from 1959, the death of Buddy Holly, until around 1970 or so, or whenever it was when I wrote the song. And it's very complicated, but I lived through all this stuff and remembered it all. And near the end of this time, I had done the Tapestry album. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to write a big song about America, that's what happened.
And boy, did you ever! Even the album cover is iconic, with the thumb, with the the star, the red, white, and blue, like American flag on it. Where was the inspiration for that?
Everything came together for that record, like nothing ever has or ever will, and. But I was with a great record man in those days, a man named Alan Livingston, who was the head guy at Capitol Records, who signed the Beach Boys and the Beatles and Sinatra and the Kingston Trio and all these people who were at the top of their game back in the early 1960s. He made Capitol Records, and then he formed this small company called Media Arts, and he signed me, and he... If you see this movie, you'll see that I had to fight for the producer, Ed Freeman. I wanted him. Nobody at the record label wanted him. And then when I got a chance to talk to him and they sent him some of my stuff, he didn't particularly like me.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to fight with him, you know, to do the record. And so you'll see it. It's all on there. And then as we went along, he began to understand, because I come from left field, man. You know, I'm not down the middle. So in those days, there was nobody that wrote songs like I did, and there still isn't.
You're right. We're talking with American Pie author and lyricist and singer Don McLean. Don, when you wrote American Pie, did you know you had a hit? Were you thinking to yourself, oh, my goodness, this is a number one?
I just know it really felt good, and I know that we were able to make an 8.5 minute song listenable, and that's the key. I mean, if you don't make a good record, you can forget about the song. You're not gonna be talking about it. You have to make a hit record out of a song in order to have it mean something. And what is a hit record? I don't. People are trying to figure that one out all the time. You know, it's always changing as well.
Well, then let's talk about American Boys. When you were writing that song, or that album, really, because it's the lead single from the album, did you have the same feeling writing this song and writing this album as you did when you wrote American Pie over 50 years prior?
This is an album that is a very, very good album. That's all I was shooting for. The 13 songs on the album rock a lot, and it's just a very good record. Now, you know, when you're an old-timer like I am, and you come out with something, say, oh, yeah, sure, you know, just listen to it, okay, and you see what you think.
Well, the fact that you're still writing and recording music at this stage is incredible. Because I've interviewed many, many rock stars, and basically they haven't released any new music. They're coming around the area, they're on tour, but they play their old hits. And I ask them sometimes, how come you don't write any more new music? Well, we notice that's when people go to the bathroom. They don't want to hear the new music. They want to hear the old hits. Listen, maybe I'm only speaking for myself, but that couldn't be further from the truth. It keeps you relevant. So what was your thought process going into writing American Boys? Did you feel a lot of record label pressure, or did you put pressure upon yourself? And how do you compete?
No. I have many, many, many albums that I have. Oh, most all the albums that I've written, I own. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a release in the next 2 years, not only of this new album, but of 15 other albums, the Chain Lightning album, the Believers Oh, wow. album, the Primetime album. These albums are all coming out on CD and vinyl. And because the same record company that's doing this record is doing all of that. They're going to have this huge catalog of vinyl and CDs of past albums of mine coming out. So we'll be doing a lot of talking about a lot of records, and you're going to get a chance to hear some of this stuff, you know.
Ooh, good.
I made some wonderful albums with some amazing producers, and they were very good in their day, and they're back out now. They're going to be in the next 2 years. So there's a lot going on, not just the new album, but the new album is a very good record.
That new album is called American Boys. Don McLean is who we're talking with. He's going to be over at the Guard Arts Center in New London on Friday, September 20th. Do you put pressure upon yourself to write something where it's got to meet the threshold of American Pie?
No.
That's not a barometer for you then, huh?
No, I don't ever do that. I'm only interested in what interests me. I'm not. That pressure thing was really on me when I made the third album, Don McLean, that had the song Dreidel on it, If We Try, those things. That the pressure was on in 1973, I'm telling you. But
yeah, because how do you follow that? That's a hard album to follow up. You must sit there and go, how do I got to do this all over again? I mean, how do you do that?
The thing you have to realize is that if I couldn't follow it, nobody else could either.
Oh, that's a
so
that's a
there.
No, that's a great point. Tell us what a Don McLean concert entails.
Well, we have a 5-piece rock and roll band, but I also sit down and play quieter songs like Empty Chairs or Vincent mm-hmm. or And I Love You So. I'll sing a tune with the piano like Crossroads. From the American Pie album, and I talk about the movie and what went into making that album and sing some of the songs. But I'm an artist. I do what I do, and I have many songs that people want to hear, and from different albums, and I do. I never do the same show twice.
That was my next question. Yeah, I mean, but you know that you're not going to be able to walk out alive if you don't play American Pie.
Yes,
I mean, you
got to
play American Pie. I mean,
no, I respect my audience. I respect the fact that they've been looking forward to this for months. They've spent a lot of money. I sing the songs they want to hear.
Good.
All right. I sing Vincent, American Pie, Castles in the Air, and I Love You So. Mm-hmm. I sing Crying. I do these songs not because out of an obligation, but because I respect my audience, and I know how I used to feel when there were people around that I was anxious to see. Unfortunately, they're not around anymore, but I expected or hoped to see, you know, them sing these songs, and then they can sing whatever else they want, you know?
You've had your music covered by a variety of artists, Madonna, Garth Brooks, Josh Groban, Drake, even Weird Al covered. You know you've made it big when Weird Al Yankovic covers your song. Do you have a favorite version of, let's say, American Pie or any of your hits?
And I Love You So by Elvis Presley, yeah. I think is one of the versions of a song of mine that really touched me because Elvis, in his final year or so, he was pretty decrepit, and he loved that song. And I was so glad I gave him something that he could sing that he felt good about.
Wow.
Because he certainly was in bad shape.
Yeah. Imagine writing a song covered by Elvis Presley. The name of the song, the lead single, is the title track of the album. It's entitled American Boys. Is this a somewhat of a follow-up to to American Pie or just completely separate entity?
Well, I've never used American in the title of a song.
I noticed.
I wrote American Pie.
Right, right.
And people probably think, oh, yeah, another American song by this guy. You know, no, that's not right.
Nothing wrong with that.
The thing is, this is written with my guitar player, Vip Vipperman, who is also a songwriter. And he had this idea for one of these kinds of songs where, you know, you give credit to the founders of rock and roll, this
sure.
kind of thing. Yeah. But we just couldn't find a way to make it work. And I finally came up with the melody and a bunch of lyrics for
gotcha. Good. All right. Friday.
It's really just a fun song is all it is.
American Boys, the name of the new album CD from Don McLean, performing Friday, September 20th at the Guard Arts Center in New London. Tickets are on sale. All right. We're going to get you on a third time when you have more of those releases the next year or so. Don McLean, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
I did as well. All right, brother. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You got it. Coming right back to Open Phones.
Rock and roll, not singing.